Oh, it was a lax period in there. Oh, that's the way it impresses me.
So there had to be a good deal of determination.
It had to be determination on the child's part.
More
than on the parent, because there was no pressure from the parent, and there was no pressure from the school boards of education or whatever there might have been at the time. Mm-hmm. If you stayed out of school 2 months, nobody came to see why. Mm-hmm. You know.
Right.
Uh-huh. And I know that one of the great highlights in time that I went to school, as I told you, went in this old two-story building, which the top floor was used to when we put on plays. This was quite a thing. Every year the school children would put on a play, and we would get money, 10 to 15 cents for entrance fee. And school had started back after the cotton picking season. Old schoolhouse burned one night, and we were so happy.
Oh.
And my grandfather let them borrow a tent. We could have killed him. We thought sure that we would not have to go to school anymore that term. So they borrowed a tent, and we went to school under a tent all summer. And then they finally got the new school bill.
Well, before we started to record, you were telling about the school year and something about the time that it took up.
Oh, yes. The school opened in July because it was closed for the cotton picking season, and that usually was about 6 weeks from September and October, no set time, but whenever the crop seems to be at its ripest. And then, about 8 years ago, this was abolished. And I know that one of the things, I had no connection with the schools at the time and would not have known about it, but a colored woman who worked for me had house full of children, and this was the way they bought their fall clothes and put food back for the winter, was to pick cotton, and as many children as she had could really earn quite a bit of money during this season. And she found that they would not be out of school, as the tradition had been for generations, and she was terribly upset, and they said if she did not send her children to school that she would be put in jail. And when she asked me about it, I said, well, if they do, I'll bring your children all up to jail, let them keep the children. She was very much upset about it. And then, of course, my brother, who had the crop that she would have picked, could not hire the children, because then he was subject to a penalty for it. So it abolished an era. It ended a very, sometimes I think it was bad to end that era of times.
School would run from July to September.
And then you were out 6 weeks.
6 weeks,
and then you, school took in, as the word was, again.
Uh-huh.
And it would run to maybe the middle of May.
Oh, that long?
Mm-hmm. Well, 1st of May, I don't really remember. It would be hot weather when we'd get out.
So you might have May and June off then, 6 weeks in there?
Just about. Yeah.
And was that for planting, or?
Well, it was more or less for summer vacation, but it was time to chop the cotton and farm work and strawberry picking time, and you went right from school into the fields to work, all of the children, because we were a rural school, rural people. And then talking about crops, everybody would try to lay by their crops, which meant that they would have finished the cultivation for the year by the 4th of July. And then we would celebrate the 4th of July by going to picnics, usually down on Open Lake, down the bottoms. Everybody take big basket lunch, and then the politicians would make speeches all afternoon.